Good afternoon, everyone. This is Reese Nielsen with the Dodger Blog Podcast for May 1st, 2012. The Dodgers followed their stellar home sweep of the Washington Nationals with a less exciting four-run loss on the road to the Colorado Rockies last night. But that shouldn't take away from their fantastic first month of the season. The Dodgers went 16-7 in a 26-day span, winning five of their first seven series on the year and getting off to their best start since the World Championship season of 1981. The Dodgers' top two hitters in Matt Kemp and Andre Ethier have combined for more home runs through the first month of this season than the Cubs, Padres, Nationals, Pirates, Phillies, Twins, Astros, or Indians. Even more impressive is the fact that Matt Kemp has begun his MVP campaign with one of the best first months in the history of the sport. He finishes April leading all of Major League Baseball in batting average at .417, home runs with 12, RBIs with 24, and OPS at 1.383. It is only the fourth time in the league's history that a player has recorded an April with a 400-plus batting average, 10 or more home runs, and 20 or more RBIs, a list that includes Barry Bonds in 2004, Larry Walker in 1997, and Tony Perez in 1970. As the Dodgers were ending their historical month on a minor low note, the month of May now begins with a historically high note, as the Guggenheim Baseball Management Group, or GBM as they prefer to be called, have announced the completion of the team's sale this morning. There will be a formal press conference at Dodger Stadium tomorrow, an affair that is sure to be filled with plenty of hyperbole and smiling faces. Not much will change, though, as the newly appointed team CEO Stan Kasten will spend the next month evaluating the daily operations of the franchise and begin to address personnel issues. Business in the clubhouse will be conducted as it always has, as the Dodgers try to distance themselves from the NL West pack by playing 12 of their next 15 games against divisional foes. The Dodger blog does not wish to reference Frank McCourt any more than it has to, seeing as we finally have closure to a saga that dates back to the end of the 2009 season. But it has to be noted that Frank McCourt stands to be the only man in the history of economics to thoroughly fail at his trade and yet still become a billionaire. And as much as he's drug this franchise through the proverbial mud these past 3 years, it's a mind-blowing fact to which we can all raise our glasses, or at least soon-to-be cheaper plastic cups of beer at Dodger Stadium. Have a wonderful Tuesday.